news this week that for the first time, scientists have caught on camera an erupting underwater volcano. It's really very exciting. This is spectacular footage. And it shows enormous glowing bubbles of lava about a metre across, bursting into the Pacific Ocean. And for the first time, lava flowing across the seafloor. And this is all about a kilometre below the surface, a bit more than that. And it's a type of volcanic eruption called a bonanite eruption. And it's only been seen before in extinct million-year-old volcanoes. This is really very exciting. This is the West Mata volcano, and it was visited by an unmanned submersible vessel called Jason, and that's from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. And it's actually part of a huge major research project involving a group of researchers from all the way across the United States. And this volcanic, the volcanic explosions that the submersible was filming, are in fact suppressed by the enormous pressure so deep down underwater. So what this means is that it allows the vessel to get extremely close to the erupting volcano, in fact up to just a few feet away. And that's much, much closer than on land or in shallower water. And there's an awful lot we can learn from this underwater volcano. The detailed footage and the samples collected by Jason will help to reveal many of the secrets of how the ocean islands are formed and how underwater volcanoes are born themselves, and just what's going on at a tectonic plate that's being subducted under another one, which is where this volcano was in the Pacific. And it'll show us things like how heat and carbon dioxide and sulfur are cycled between the deep interior of the Earth and the surface. And this is all very important because it's thought that up to 80% of the eruptive activity on the Earth actually takes place in the oceans, and most of it, like this one, are in the deep sea. And that's something that we really know very little about. Now, surrounding this volcano, and this is, I think, the most brilliant part of it, is some of the harshest conditions on Earth, and yet life has been found to be thriving there. Researchers have found a diverse community of microbes living around the volcano, and that's despite this huge, immense pressure and very acidic waters directly above the volcano because of everything that's spewing out of it. It's extremely acidic, it's about as strong as a battery acid or even stomach acid, and they've also found some shrimp thriving around these volcanic vents. And they've taken DNA samples by grabbing bits on the outside of Jason, and they're going to take them away and see if how closely related these shrimps are to other submarine volcanoes. So this is telling us about this life that we really have, you know, very little idea about, but it's clinging on in the most unlikely circumstances. And it just really goes to show that we don't know so much about the Earth and how it works yet, and reminds us of what extraordinary things there are still waiting to be discovered.
It's astounding how little we know about the deep sea.
It is, but then if we think about it, it's quite a challenging environment to work in, extremely challenging. And it's just really exciting that we're getting down there and producing pictures of these, you know, underwater volcanoes. You wouldn't have thought such a thing was possible, but it's, in fact, you know, masses of volcanic activity that's going on, and it's really important, so it's fantastic.
It's not a very exciting name for a submersible, though, is it? Just calling it Jason.
Jason, I think it's quite sweet. But you're right, no, it's not very... Yes, anyway.
Thanks, Helen. Now,